Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So, Marvel What If has been a fun experience so far. A really neat animated adventure that focuses around the MCU, where we're seeing how things would be different if just small choices were made. The fact that simple, small things can dramatically change the outcome of everything that we know and will experience. That the first episode, you know, showed us that if a small different choice was made, that Peggy would have been, you know, Captain Carter, and the whole storyline would have been different involving her and Steve and the whole outcome of the world. The newer episode, you know, was just simply posing this cool, weird scenario of what would happen if T'Challa was Star-Lord. And it was a big deal, too, because that we're aware of, it's Chadwick Boseman's last performance as T'Challa. And he did such a good job. And, you know, literally where Captain Carter's decisions changed just, you know, our planet, T'Challa's actions changing literally reshaped the majority of the galaxy and the universe. And so it's just this concept that, you know, a few small choices can change everything. And one of the biggest places we see that in scripture is in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Throughout this whole chapter, Moses is telling the people of Israel that their choices change their future. That maybe they're not dealing with alternate timelines and variants and stuff like that, but their choices are changing if their outcomes are going to lead to life and blessings or curses and death. And he makes this kind of culminating statement in Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, where he says, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live." You know, we're not going to get like a Marvel TV show showing us what would happen if we make different choices, but we need to realize that our choices do actually change our outcomes, and we need to make sure that we're making the right ones for our good and the glory of God. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.